We are going through a heat wave at the moment, and to give us a bit more info, joining me right now is the Mayor, Greg Williamson. Good morning, Greg.
Rach, good morning.
Good morning. Now, we've got some really hot weather coming up, and we've already had some over the weekend.
Wow, yeah. There's more to come.
Yes. All right. Now, give us a little bit of information on how we can be safe
around this time. Well, this is not something that we normally have to deal with in this area of the world. You know, we're normally talking about cyclones and flooding, but here we are, 3 or 4 days of very hot weather and very low humidity, strong winds. It's all building up to bushfires, and we live in a very highly vegetated area, so we should not be complacent about this. I mean, there's bushfire warnings and evacuations happening now at Agnes Waters, or south of Agnes Waters, down there at Deepwater Creek and Baffle Creek areas, and that's north of Bundaberg and just south of Agnes Waters. So that shows you what can happen in an area of Queensland that really experiences a lot of rain. And so we're in that situation right now.
Right,
And it's forecast for another few days to come.
Yeah.
And all we've got to do now is be very, very cognizant of the fact that, you know, this could happen to us. So, and this is not being alarmist, it's just getting prepared, as we normally do in the first half of the year, you know, for cyclones. Only this time it's a bushfire warning.
Yeah.
And as I said, there's a lot of vegetation in our area, you know, in the council footprint, which is, you know, 7,500 square kilometres. We really do have a lot of communities that live in what could be termed bushfire-related areas, particularly now. So what do you do? You know, you just got to be aware. You've got to listen all the time. You've got to jump on. If you really want to know where to go, you know, there's the QFIS website. Councils will have the link on the website for bushfire warnings. So just make sure that you understand that this is not, you know, this is not something to be complacent about. The rural fire brigades are all on standby. They're ready to go should something happen in our area. And it's the simple things like, you know, just get your pets indoors. You know, make sure that all of your yard. Well, there's no grass in my yard, but you know, mow all the weeds. Make sure, there's no fodder. Get rid of all the leaves out of your gutters. Particularly if you live in the areas that, you know, you're surrounded by bushland, and make sure there's no fodder for fires to take hold. But also make sure that you heed the warnings. You know, through you guys listening to the radio all the time, understanding if there is a fire. Because these things happen really fast. It's not like a cyclone. Not saying, okay, well, we'll make up our mind, you know, when it's 3 or 4 hours out, and then we'll decide. When a fire starts, apparently it just goes really quickly, and it's very, very frightening. The noise is frightening. It gets dark. The heat is absolutely intense. And if you're told to go, you just should go.
Yeah.
So that's the only warnings that we can give at this stage. And we don't need to be alarmist, you know, but we just need to be prepared. We do that all the time with cyclones and flooding at the start of the year. So this is another reason why, listen to the radio, make sure that you understand if there's any fires around, make sure you understand that you need to get rid of all the fodder in your area and make sure there's no opportunity for a fire to start in your area. And, of course, it's a total fire ban.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as someone who's been in Mackay a long time, have we ever had a real big bushfire? I mean, we've seen the ones over in the US at the moment, and now down in Bundaberg, people have been asked to evacuate. Have we ever been in this kind of situation before where a bushfire has really just, taken up a lot of Mackay?
Not in my knowledge, but we've certainly had fires burning in the hinterland. There's fires at the moment in the Rangers Bank of Eton.
Of course, yes.
And that happens all the time of this year. You know, a lightning strike will start it. But we're talking about a fire that'll just ravage through bushland, ravage through grassland, and it could start anywhere because the fodder is all there. We've had a very dry season, and we've got plenty of vegetation. So I haven't seen one of the intensity that they're talking about now at Baffle Creek and Deepwater Creek south of Agnes Waters. And we certainly don't want to see one.
No,
so.
We don't.
So, but once again, you know, look, we know how to get prepared as a community. We know how to be vigilant, and we know how to look after our neighbours. We know that, you just go and check on your elderly neighbours, check on your elderly, your grandparents, anybody in the family that you think may not be aware, particularly if there's a fire about to start in the area.
All right, Greg, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's a pleasure, Rach. Good to see you.
Thank you. Bye.